And we're back with Black on Black on Black. This is D-Fantastic, and that was Cloverland by DJ Screw and the Botany Boys. As I mentioned in my previous segment, Cloverland is where some of the Screwed Up Click was from, and we're talking about the Screwed Up Click because we are talking about Chopped and Screwed. As a continuation on Chopped and Screwed, one of like the Chopped and Screwed screwheads, whatever you want to call us, one of our basically holidays is June 27th. So let me explain why. On June 27th, 1996, DJ Screw hit record on what some considered to be his magnum opus, the June 27th freestyle tape. So it was D-Mo's birthday celebration, and he, Big Mo, KC, Young Star, Big Pokey, and Haircut Joe freestyled over a tight, captivating 35 minutes. Its iconic stretch featured a slowed down version of the sample beat from The Streets Ain't Right by hip hop duo Crisscross. This was rapper Young Star's first full introduction on tape as a member of the Screwed Up Click. It also provided a prime example of rapper Big Mo's distinctive style that brings smooth R&B songcraft into the mix. So Screw released the tape by the 4th of July weekend. And I mean, when I tell y'all this shit spread, it spread like fucking wildfire. It spread through all the Galveston beach parties. I mean, it spurred lines around the block of DJ Screw's house. The only place we could get a copy at the time on 4th of July weekend, and it went on to be the best selling of his mixtapes. Now, obviously, we're not gonna play 35 minutes of this. It's fantastic. I highly recommend y'all check out the full freestyle when you get the chance. But we are going to, I'm gonna give you just a good enough sample of it. So enjoy.
And some yams. My partner's got chillin' at the motherfuckin' crib. I just dumped out a whole bunch of fried deals. I'm just kinda fried, I don't know why. I just popped up eating breakfast, that's why. Yeah, here's some boys out the long drive. The nigga D-Mo. Here I go. Yeah. Getting drunk on the pillar. All my niggas be smoking that killer because we know we coming here. And I nigga feel so chiller because I'm coming with Big Mo. My Kixi and Polo. I even got a turn the train show, man. Let me get my shit right, cause I'm not gonna be the one to fall out. Cause I know I'm gonna be the one to take the fucking lot. 26 up in this bitch, been jamming. Niggas coming down, pop trunks, just slamming. Niggas sitting, staying on the penny and them blades. Niggas staying home cause they wanna get paid. Everybody play, and I'ma just don't play. And bitches be tripping cause they don't wanna ever stay down with a nigga when a nigga's doing bad. So I get my cash in, I act mad. I'm I got a big ol' egg. A nigga coming down with blue and purple, coming down with the filth in the back, and I'm feeling so true. Got much love for my nigga named Screw. The Geesey in that bitch, my nigga Jonathan. I got about 6 or 7 pounds from him. He broke them up down and we all got high. A nigga don't trip and don't be doing no drive-bys, cause we don't gang bang. Don't wear red. We like that fucking green papers, but I see a big moose up in this bitch, and this nigga singing, coming through just like Elder Bellarinka. Big Mo rip my mold, so we can just explode, cause we going down for the boy D-Mo.
Nigga, nigga, name M-O-E. I represent that south side, yeah, the 3. Hooked up with them boys out the long drive. You know we stay and play, I mean, you know we gotta strive. To the T-O-P, that's the top main. I'ma come through, nigga, down the brain of pain. If these hoes down the check, I want you to know. We coming down ball phase 9, Afro.
Now we just leaning, and we coming up in the pop up on the scene. Just got some drink from the car with that bird. And you know we just hooked up on some seed. And you know we gone, going real strong. I'm thinking ride far, I'm thinking ride long. Drop roll bar, that's what I want. On nines and put that P-phone. I gotta be slamming, gotta be calming. And you know, smoke weed, don't fuck with a bomb. But that shit be for me like me. I get to represent Southside like KC. I'm showing up, everybody got on they knife. And you know where everybody hide in the kite. Or they just leaning in their seat, smoking some so sweet. On some fucking crack, down and hit me on my feet. A-I-R, sipping on the bar. Nigga, you don't understand, nigga, in our car. Got those TVs all up in the seats. And I slip behind nothing but them Swiss and sweets. I'm just what I'm finding, nigga, pop reclining. Man, what's up in my mouth, you see the diamond. Everybody like the weather night. All my players, yeah, you know we never gonna excite. I don't break them hoes out, I don't represent the south. I'ma come through drinking and I ain't gon' pop. I'ma hit some boys over high before I can go. I'ma just break down the fucking dino. Keep my shit out they motherfucking mouth, cause they be running. I'm just gonna be here for a while, cause they know I'm coming. I'm coming to eat something living kinda cold. I'm coming down riding with my partner, fuck the hoe. Cause hoe be out the kitchen, for everything. But I'm out there trying to come with the swing. On top of on some blades, I keep a tight face. And you know I'm always on my paper chase. Always get my green, always on my lean. Me and Polo finna pop up on the scene. In the passenger seat, yeah, that's the seat. And you know, we finna score for the key. So get to it, I open my dresser door. 50 G's in the key, that's what I saw. I saw a bunch of shit, now get the kit. I'm just in the game and the keys ain't gon' quit. I'm steady, steady, hustling, steady, steady, struggling. Boys don't know, and I'm tired of me hooking. So I give them 9-9, cause they got some static. Cock my shit back, cause I got an automatic. Flim got some powder, he gon' get powder. And you don't want that shit, cause it's gon' be naughty. By nature, fuck a player, hater. I'ma come through, and you know I'm down to spray ya. Hit them boys, no interview with the youngster. Ain't even the flow, and you ain't no fucking punster. So I'm finna pass it, poppin' like a rabbit. Man, I'm coming through, got tape, I gotta have it. Under my damn bed, man, I'm drippin' red. If I get caught with kids, I'm going fed. But that ain't on my mind, I'm thinking about nine. Man, it's my time to pop up on the scene and show my fucking naked. Come down the boulevard, straight up, break it. In the damn line, pop punks of mine. Me and my partners, yeah, you know we coming down. Diamonds in our grill, tell me how you feel. Take a risk up, yeah, we got dope deals. The shit don't stop, the hoes gonna pop. We gon' come through, and we got hard rock. Yep, always lookin', hooked up with the clay, always cookin'. On late night cookin' cheese in the kitchen. Give me 9 ounces, let me get up on the mission. Make my damn green, so I can be like you. Jesus in this bitch chillin' with my partner Screw. I'm finna give it to this boy, go and flip the tongue. And go on, go on, go strong.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring Young G in on this mic. His name is Young, so you know that he's rolling tight. I'm gonna bring him in and I'm coming down. I'm coming down, pop truck, I'm out that 8 pound.
Surrounded by sound. Yes, they all got mad when I showed them around. I'm talking shit they don't like. Riding marble bike. I might just break them off when I come drift up bike. I'm talking shoes by Hirachi, shirts by Versace. Hoes they gon' watch, but they all want to watch it as I slow the beat down. See the diamond face crown. Breaking whole H-Town. Coming through and we down. With them hoes wanna see me. Yellows in bikini. Break them off for demo. It's his birthday and that Keezy on the long drive. Water baked potato with y'all. I'm gon' come through. Watch that boy. Got to go live. Yes, I'm going off cause I got to go, man. Watch I come through. Watch I throw the whips in my hand. Go and give me some. Break them off my pump. I got to come through and I got to get dumb. Boy, steady swerving, picking them up and stirring. Got to send shots in, right to that bourbon. And they call the song, I can go on. I can just flow, gripping on the mobile phone. It's the Polaroid, I'm a money folder. Got the gray Seville and the gray cup holders. Gripping on the grain, causing so much pain. Until that PAT, I see you gripping with the grain. They see me as I pop in the shine. I'm gonna break them off, see that field just recline. Steel is a minor, wood on the vinyl. TV, VCR laid back on recliner. And they just mad, Drake dripped in the caddy. Hoes getting mad cause I ain't no Mac Daddy. Gotta flip my tongue, you should be leaving them sprung. I some muscle laces, muscle shit, I some lung. Don't know how it's going, youngsters still flowing. Flipping with Poyo in his trunk and steady glowing. See that boy, man, poop, he study jamming screw. Two-tone blade, flipping, rolling with the whole crew. It's that screw you, he's a teaser. Boy had a seizure. It's that 9-6, Kiki Lock, we gon' please her. Got to wreck shop, 9-6, I ain't gon' stop it. Got to come through. At that beach, we gon' drop it. I ain't gon' even play. I'm thanking MLK. I might just flip a fold, get crazy, Tangeray. They'll be on the flip phone. These hoes be on my bone. I might just come over this with Swiss two-tip tone. These hoes be on my zipper. I'm ball favorite to Clippers. I might just come with the bourbon. I might just don't get wood stripper. I got to go down. I got to just wreck it. And when I come through, everybody gon' try to neglect. They try to down, because I got to go through the dark. I see that boy Greg and Willows in that E-Clock. He's on lock, I ain't forgot. That youngster wrecked the mic. That screwed and wrecked it up, so you know they ain't gonna like how.
how we did it. It's that boy B-Day. I can't work fake. Got to sip the Tangerine. I'm a steel fool from the south side. We don't bang bang. Yes, my mouth is wood dry. I'm gon' wreck shop. Got to send it to that Mueller. Boys dead and gone. Yes, I'm a born thriller. Got to watch the scandal. Stop at that rounder. Hit that fucking beach with the wooden Nike sander. Got him on my feet. Hide behind 10 feet blowing sweet. Them hoesie on my deep be blowing me up to get so deep. Don't settle for less. These hoes don't try to press. That's why I break them off and try to get my new pair of guests. I hit that Sterling, that Griffin. Them hoes, they don't know me. I might just hop in pokey or go and hit that 40. Them boys be steady doing it, knocking off the unit. Hit that big bay, we ain't dipping in warm and fluid. Dipped and we draped out. Know what I'm talking about. You don't see my diamonds cause the boys be just coming out. I'm gonna take the break to Mike. Yes, that Griffin got me going. There's an unsteady form and I'm steady weapon on. Got to pack it to that pole, yo. Cause that boy gon' rip shop. Watch me do it. This ain't 9-4.
This is the smoke blunts with chips.
And we're back with Black on Black on Black. You're listening to D-Fantastic. And that was just a tease of the June 27th freestyle by DJ Screw, the Screwed Up Click, and many, many others. Again, that June 27th is practically a holiday for anyone who fucking loves Screw. So I'm glad I got to introduce that to y'all. And check it out. You can find the whole freestyle on YouTube. I believe people posted on SoundCloud as well. And it's amazing. I mean, it's, yeah, I was really young when this came out, but I remember just feeling the energy of this fucking freestyle. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, DJ Screw. So I wanted to kind of get into what the impact like Screw has had on Houston hip hop and just the overall just culture, right? So DJ Screw in general had a massive influence on, you know, in Houston. And I mean, now people know Houston as Screwston, right? As I talked about earlier. I mean, his distinct musical stylings influenced, I mean, countless rap acts, countless. The result of Screw's creative obsession was, you know, it's an onslaught of molasses slow mixtapes, which it was quickly agreed are ideally experienced in slabs. So SLAB stands for slow, loud, and banging, which you learned during our Blah Lie show. But slabs are slow, loud, and banging cars. They're bright, candy painted. They should have dope-ass sizable rims and trunks that wave open to reveal, you know, messages and neon, as well as, like, normally you might have a subwoofer in there or big-ass speakers. So the owners of these slabs often swang, which is basically driving in, like, a crisscross pattern down streets, highways, anywhere where, like, there's, like, a long stretch of the road. So if you've seen this in music videos, that is where this has come from. Like, DJ Screw pretty much created or helped create the slab culture. So generations of Houstonians have preferred to listen to chopped and screwed music on the go, you know, in their own personal passion projects. I love listening to chopped and screwed when I'm on the road, when I'm chilling, when I'm getting high, like, you know, whatever. Like, but, you know, plenty of people, people all across the world just listen to Screw whenever. And so DJ Screw and his cohort were proud representative of Houston's South Side, and they had a considerable, you know, albeit, you know, rivalrous impact on OG Ron C and Michael 5000 Watts of the North Side, who created their own label, Swisha House, okay? The foundation laid by Screw and company set the scene for Swisher House artists like Mike Jones, who actually saw a commercial breakthrough in the 2000s. Like, we all know who the fuck Mike Jones was, but he really blew up in the 2000s. And so, because of that, Mike Jones's popularity across the states and worldwide brought Chopped and Screwed to the forefront of people everywhere. And so the local culture was really on full display in music videos like Jones is Still Tippin', which features Swisher House Contemporary, Slim Thug, and Paul Wall, you know, the white dude with the grills. And so once they became part of a regular rotation on BET, I mean, people were fascinated. And Slim Thug's already platinum album and Paul Wall's A People's Champ, alongside Chameleonaire's The Sound of Revenge, and UGK members Bumby's Trill rounded a huge breakout year in the 2000s. So the genre shown by DJ Screw has evolved, right, into like a Houston-based subculture that is associated with, you know, recreational consumption of codeine, opulent jewelry, elaborate vintage vehicles. So Screw has left behind a cult following of listeners who self-identify as screwheads, as I talked about earlier. A music festival and car show in honor of DJ Screw was set up in 2006. And at the DJ Screw Fest featured 200 vehicles and a set list featuring hip-hop acts like Trey and Chingo Bling. In 2018, so a little more recent for y'all, Travis Scott released Astral World, which features the fourth track, R.I.P. Screw, dedicated to DJ Screw. The song pays homage to his legacy and influence with Travis Scott, who's a Houston native. He actually went to my rival high school, literally at the same time that I was in high school. And he acknowledged the impact on DJ Screw's impact on, like, Houston's music culture. So I know I've mentioned this a couple of times. I kind of want to dive into what this actually is. So lean, people associate Chopped and Screwed with lean because, I mean, the reality of it is that a lot of the grandfathers of Chopped and Screwed, including DJ Screw, were heavy lean users. And some people would say that the best way to experience Chopped and Screwed is on lean. I have no fucking idea. I've never touched it. I've dabbled in a lot of shit, but lean was never something that I could see myself getting into, and I'll explain a little later. So basically what it is you're mixing prescription grade cough syrup cough suppressant, which is an opioid drug and an antihistamine drug, with soft drinks, and sometimes hard candy, typically Jolly Ranchers. So codeine and promethazine is usually used to make lean, but other syrups are also used. So they're called lean. It's called lean because yo ass gonna be leaning when you want it. Like you're gonna be sipping it and you're gonna be like, you know, leaning against a wall, sitting down, kind of slumped over. Not like that fentanyl slump you see, but I mean, you're gonna be really chilling. There's other names for it, like Purple Drink, Scissor, Tussin, Dirty Sprite, Bars. If you ever heard that song Bar Baby, like that's what it's about. So when you see people drinking at it, it's typically served in two like white foam cups. And the reason why is because apparently it tastes better when it's cold. So the two cups keep it cold, I guess. And people describe the experience of being on lean as it's euphoric. That would be the opioids. That you got, you know, motor skill impairment. You're tired, kind of sleepy. You dissociate. Some people say you hallucinate a little bit. And so it's been suggested that the super sweet combination of soda, cough syrup, and the Jolly Ranchers that provides like a good flavor and mouthfeel that will linger on the user's tongue while they're sipping on this drink. It is apparently very appealing to first-time users. So, unfortunately, it's often used not just by itself, but with alcohol to like heighten the experience and such. Unfortunately, because it's a cough suppressant, it's really fucking dangerous in higher doses. And promethazine is a depressant of the central nervous system, and codeine is a respiratory depressant. And when they're combined, it can actually, like, because you're leaning and chilling, you're kind of like everything's slowing down. That includes your breath, so it can kind of stop your breathing, which that's why it's a cough syrup, because it's kind of stopping you from coughing. But, you know, too much of it, you can stop your breathing, and that leads to cardiac arrest. So, unfortunately, you know, DJ Screw passed away because in November 2000, because of, you know, ingesting copious amounts of lean in addition to PCP and some other drugs. And I mean, it was terrible. I was 9 years old at the time. And I could just see the impact on everybody. And it was really rough. I mean, he was very young. He was 29 years old. And he died. And so to have someone who created a subculture that spread throughout the world and literally changes people's, you know, perception of rap to this day, die so young. I mean, I just imagine now, like, what would DJ Screw be like now? What would he be creating now that would continue to blow people's minds away? And we lost him because of drug use. And we also lost others. As you may have heard me mention before about Big Mo and Pimp C, unfortunately, both of them died in 2007. I was 16 years old. And that was also very shocking. And it was because of lean. And so I think that it was absolutely just horrible watching these amazing individuals pass because of such a popular drug. And so I don't know if that had my impact on me never trying it, but, you know, there was a couple of things. It was that, and watching just how devastated a city could be over losing, like, a grandfather of a new wave of rap, a grandfather of a new style of music. I mean, you don't get to be around. You don't get to always live through a new style of music being created in the city that it's originated from. So that's fascinating. But also just seeing people's just, you know, sadness on what happened to these guys. I think between that and, like, I would go to parties when I was a teenager and, you know, an older, after parties and stuff, 18, 19, 20, all of that. And I'd see people doing lean. And I mean, you know, no shade to people who've done it, but it was often, like, really embarrassing. Like, you know, they'd be sipping on these two cups. Everyone knew what the fuck they were drinking. I even had, like, a guy offer me, and I was like, no, dude. But, like, they can barely talk. They are leaned up on something, sometimes maybe drooling, not just very coherent. And I was like, why would anyone don't want to do this? Like, I'm like, why would anyone, like, to me, it just seems like it took away from the fun of the party. You know, I'm like, at least people who did cocaine look like they're having a great time. Lean, it's just like, why are you trying to go to sleep right now? Like, if you're trying to party, why are you, you know? So anyways, I was never interested in lean, and it's dangerous. And right now, I mean, lean used to be way easier to make and get a hold of, but now, I mean, it's crazy expensive. And, you know, there's definitely been people whose experiences have been really morphed by their experiences with lean. I remember one interview with Lil Wayne a long time ago talking about lean, and someone asked him, like, why don't you stop? And he was like, you know, if I could stop, I would. Whenever I am not on it, I feel terrible, you know, and it's sad. So anyways, if you're listening out there, look, you can enjoy Chopped and Screwed with no lean. I've loved it my whole life, and I've never done lean. So before we get into this next segment, I wanted to just play some more Chopped and Screwed. We're going to get into just some, you know, it's a couple of some of my songs that I listen to. That's not specifically DJ Screw. So I mentioned Still Tippin' earlier. Let's listen to a Chopped and Screwed with Mike Jones and DJ Michael 5000 Watts.
All work to the toe. when I'm flipping. Bar sipping, card dipping. Bar sipping, card dipping. Bar sipping, card dipping. Grant wood grain gripping. Tipping on phone, throwing on phone, rolling, slow homies and no hackers and no fools. Blowing on that endo. GameCube, Nintendo. 5% tint, so you can't see up in my window. Niggas don't understand me, cause I'm boss hog on candy. Top down at Maxis. Top down at Maxis. Top down at Maxis. With a big Glock 9 handy. Pieced up, creased up, staying dressed to impress. Big boss belt buckle under my Michelin S. Oh, Gucci shades up on my braids when I escalate. When I'm riding spree wheel, sliding like an escapade. I got it made, the big boss of the North. Ain't shit change, I still represent what's your house. Ain't shit change, I still represent what's your house. Ain't shit change, I still represent what's your house. I'm the people's champ. My chain light up like a lamp, cause now I'm back with the camp. I'm crawling similar to an ant, cause I'm low to the earth. People's feelings get hurt when they figure out what I'm worth. I got 84 poking out at the club, so we're not. I'm a player, ain't no doubt. I'm a player, ain't no doubt. I'm a player, ain't no doubt. Hoes wanna know what I'm about. Biggest diamonds off in my mouth. Princess cuts all in my chain. Wood grain all in my range. Dripping stains when I switch lanes. Switch the name, it's still the same. Switch a house or switch a blast. Mike Jones, he running the game. And magnificent by this cat. Michael Watts, they made me hot. Michael Watts, they made me hot. Michael Watts, they made me hot. Hard work took me to the top. G-Dash took me to the lot. He wrote a check and bought a drop. I got the internet going nuts, but T-Ferris got my back, so now I'm holding my nuts. It's powwow, baby. What you know about me? I'm on that 5-9 South Lee, baby. Holla at me. Wood grain, I'm gripping, catch me light, switching with the paint dripping. Turn your neck and your day ain't missing. Me and Slim, we ain't tripping. I'm figure flipping and syrup sipping. Like do or die, I'm pole pimping. Car stop, rims keep spinning. I'm flipping, drop with invisible tops. Hoes bop with my drop, step out. I'm shaking the block with 418s. Candy green with 11 screens. My gasoline always supreme. Got Dodo the brand with a pint of lean. It tastes grinding to be a king. It tastes grinding to be a king. First round drop. Coming. Who is Mike Jones coming? Slap shining with the grilling woman. Slap shining with the grilling woman. I'm Mike Jones. Ooh. Mike Jones, the one and only. You can't clone it. Got a lot of haters and a lot of homies. Some friends. Half on the sack, on some blow. Half on the sack, half on the sack, on some blow. Half on the sack, half on the sack, on some blow. Half on the sack, half on the sack, on some electro and plenty. Half on the sack, on some blow. Half on the sack, on some blow. Nose all runny, yeah, fast no bunny, yeah. Take it to the crib, yeah. Make a drink coming. I'm from the hood, I ain't never did this, but now I can say that I done it. Cocaine blame, yeah. That's my dog, yeah. I called him up, yeah. To house this slut, we gon'.
gon' fuck it in the back of the bus and feel her nose up full of dust. We gon' fuck it in the back of the bus and feel her nose up full of dust. We fuck it back, bus, feel nose full of dust. 3-6 Mafia, while on tour, whooping niggas, fucking these sores. In the bathroom about 2 whole hours, Jim Rutt high passed out on the floor. Fuck this shit, niggas out of the frame, take a 1-1, back in the game, back on the street, back on the strip, looking for a drink to run a train. What you boy doing with that weed? Where your boy going with that shit? Big and like a little kid, get a little homie, a little bit. I ain't no smoke, yeah I smoke. She fan on the end, though, dope. If I try better, we make cello. The haters kill us.
Price. Watch your paper, gorge your life. Cause most of these niggas ain't living right. Keep your piss, fuck a fight. Cause niggas out here jack every night. I keep my mind on my money, fuck the fame. Big face hunters, deep in the game. Hitting the corner in the candy thing. Sitting on leather, gripping the grain.
Yeah, good weed, good drink, big money.
Hey.
Rolling in something foreign, no leather gripping
shit.
I handle my business, so I think I deserve it.
Hey,
oh,
hey,
yeah.
When I came in the
dough. I said it before. I never fuck a hoe without head no more. I never pull up with nothing less than a foe. And I smoke cigars, it ain't just for the show. I'm blessed from the dough and known for my city. I send a nigga baby if I'm a home with a smith. I bet you can have a bitch, nigga. I ain't send a minute. I smoke weed and freestyle. No instrument out, pin out. Flip through the wicked streets of PA. Motherfuck the judge, prosecutor, and the DA. Head to the H where the hoes are fucked. 3-2-2-0-0. Anyway, the pro say, never hear a hoe say, no, I won't. No, I can't stop it, and no, I don't. The bitch, know I might just explode and slap in the face with a pie elevator. And the bitch, know I might just explode and slap in the face with a pie elevator. Bitch, my vice, slow, slap, face, pie, hoe. Nigga, get it on.
Good, we good, drink big money.
Hey!
Rolling in something, hey. Pouring on leather, gripping
shit.
I handle my business, so I think I deserve it.
Hey!
Good, we good, drink big money.
Hey!
Rolling in something, hey. Pouring on leather, gripping shit.
Yeah.
I handle my business, so no I think I deserve it.
Hey! I got the pot, yo. Heat up the water,
yeah.
Swear to God, the minute Van do tricks, hit the brakes, hit the light, and voila, they go them bricks, and voila, they go them bricks, and voila, they go them bricks. Hoppin' white, turn flips like cartwheels. Trap star, my next tail trip all day. Riding dirty, 3-9s in a 4-way.
Yeah, good drink, big money.
Hey,
big money, man.
In something hey. Foreign,
no we only ride the best.
It's
one and only, big homie.
I deserve it.
Hey.
Try to told you I'm thug.
Hey.
Sun horn, I'm torn on foreign land. Worldwide, I'm known for the arm and hand. Heard the streets, I'm a wanted man.
Like
so it's on again. Started with the block, break. Then I charted with the front hit. I'm retarded with the Glock. Clip. The competition is none. They deceased to exist. Let it breathe a little bit. He's off his rocker. He's a little sick. Stole like a four-hole hove. Used to cook raw. Now I got the game sold like Granny's Good Shaw. Sure. Y'all niggas want war. Y'all got it back. Y'all shit want raw. Y'all shit want more.
Good, drink big money.
Hey.
Rolling in something hey. Foreign, no leather gripping
shit. Yeah.
I handle my business, so I think I deserve it.
Hey.
Good, drink big money.
Hey.
Rolling in something hey. Foreign, no leather gripping shit.
Yeah.
I handle my business, so I think I deserve it.
Hey,
no.
Hey,
yeah.
And you're back listening to Black on Black on Black. And you're back to Black on Black. Sorry. Mike is kind of going in and out. Okay, I'm going to have to hold it like this. Anyways, yeah, you're back listening to Black on Black on Black. That was Get Throwed, Chopped and Screwed by Bun B. If you don't know, we are hosting a very special show about Chopped and Screwed for Black History Month to highlight DeFantastic's culture. So, yeah, in this last bit, you know, we have just a couple of minutes before the next show starts. You know, I wanted to talk about what Chopped and Screwed basically just kind of means to me. So I am very fortunate that I have literally the two coolest people in the world as older siblings. My big brother, Aaron, and my big brother, my big sister, Ashandra. And so without them, I would never really have been introduced to Chopped and Screwed. So, you know, they're for reference, they're relatively older than me. My brother's 8 years older than me. My sister's 11 years older than me. And so, you know, in the 90s, early 90s and mid 90s, when DJ Screw was at like in the midst of his prominence and just blowing up across Houston, you know, I was a kid. So I would have no exposure to Chopped and Screwed if I didn't have basically teenagers that I was living with. And it's fucking awesome. I mean, I got to experience just amazing things. So Chopped and Screwed, what it means to me is it makes me incredibly proud to be a Black Texan. I mean, I was part of a culture. I am a part of a culture that has revolutionized the rap game and therefore the whole world. I mean, there's not many times that people can say they have been in a city at a time where your lead, like, artist is creating something so completely new. And that was happening in my childhood. And it was happening during the adolescence of my siblings. And so, like, we all got to grow up and just see something just explode and take over the world in a way that we had never before. I mean, DJ Screw pretty much helped solidify Texas as a South Star, I'm not saying North Star, South Star of rap in the South, in the U.S. and beyond. And I will never forget that. So I think some of my favorite memories in this is I remember the effect June 27th had when it came out. I mean, like, my siblings and their friends were fucking pumped, and they were trying, everybody was scrambling to get, like, this tape. It was thrilling to watch because I was, like, 5, and so I was like, what's, like, happening? But God, like, they're so pumped, like, and I mean, as soon as they got a hold of it, I mean, I feel like I listened to June 27th backwards and forwards, all throughout childhood. And to this day, my siblings can still, like, freestyle, like, the freestyles that was happening over June 27th. And it's amazing. I mean, I listen to June 27th, the freestyle, every June 27th, and I still can't remember all that shit. And they can, like, accurately point out who was freestyling when and where and, like, which verses and who. And I'm like, fuck, man. Like, I wish I had that ability. I don't. I think some of my favorite memories also include just, like, sitting in the backseat of my sister's car, like, crammed in there with her friends and, like, watching them, like, sift through, like, you know, like, tapes or CDs and, you know, and, like, just, and putting it on, putting Chopped and Screwed on. And I remember, I think it was either my sister or my brother had this, but there was a mix where it was like Chopped and Screwed versions of like Missy Elliott songs. And oh my God, that was so dope. I was like, oh, this is so cool. Like, who makes this? It's like, God, like, this is just, it's mind blowing. Like, taking something, someone so popular and like creating something new and beautiful out of it by like chopping and screwing it was just so cool. Cause Missy was just like the shit in the 90s. She still is the shit. But like, God, I mean, I can't stand the rain Chopped and Screwed. If you can find a good version of the Chopped and Screwed, you will fall in love with that song again, you know? And it's funny because I remember at the time that this was all blowing up, you know, and mom and dad were kind of hesitant of listening to Chopped and Screwed or allowing us to listen to it because they were like, it's drug music, which to be fair, I mean, it is. It was, you know, like people were drinking lean, sipping on syrup, like all that shit while enjoying it. So like, you know, when we listened to it, it felt kind of like, I don't know, secretive and naughty, but like, but like awesome because like all the cool people were doing it. And so it was just exciting to be able to like be around and do that. And so like some of my other like more prominent memories, of course, is like hanging out with my brother and his football like track friends and after practice. And like I can just see it in my mind right now, like the sun is like going down and we're hanging out in like the parking lot of his high school. And like I can just see like the orange of like the Houston kind of summer afternoon color against the horizon and like the backdrop of the really, really green, like thick, like Houston bush that's like you know, completely brushing against this beautiful orange background, and all of him and his friends are just hanging out, and they've all got their car doors open, and they're just listening, and they're comparing like screw tapes, and they're banging screw. That's what it's called when you're listening, chopping screws. You're banging screw, and so they're banging screw with their doors open, and just kind of like laughing and living and like and enjoying this, you know. And I remember like getting in their cars, like getting into my brother's like old truck that was Boomer. And it was a green truck, and like swinging around in the Boomer, you know, and like, you know, back when I wasn't afraid of, you know, like dying in cars, but like swinging and fucking, you know, like being in the back of it and swinging and just like banging screw. I mean, I truly some of my, like my best memories. And I think also, you know, one of the things that screw really does is screw brings me back to the last time me and my family all lived in the same city. So, you know, my sister graduated from high school, and then she went off to UT, and then my brother graduated from high school and went off to the Naval Academy, and then we've all just kind of moved around. And, you know, my sister is now back in Houston, and my brother is in California, and I'm in, you know, Northern California. And, you know, I listen to Chopped and Screwed a lot. Like, I bang screw a lot. And there's many times where I get deeply emotional, just thinking about, like, I just get teleported and transported to her time where, like, God, I was filled with just like childhood wonder and joy, and like hanging out with like the two coolest fucking people on the entire planet, like my brother and sister, and just like experiencing this culture, this wave, this movement all together by banging screw, and like just seeing like the life and joy that it brought to them, their friends, and everything in Houston. It's just, I got really emotional actually putting this episode together, because it just reminds me of a time of just like goodness for me, of something that just can't be replicated. And I fucking love my family. I mean, I just wish we were all together all the time, and just we aren't. That's just where we are in life right now. But my God, I mean, I like, banging screw is not just about the music for me. It's about the culture. It's about, like, family. It's about love, you know? And DJ Screw's death is one of the most prominent deaths of a Houston artist that's ever happened to me. And I think one of the biggest impacts it's also had on me is, and I talked about this earlier, but, like drugs can kill you, you know? The most powerful men in your little childhood mind can be brought down by a drink, you know? And so, you know, I'm going to play us out with some of my, like, favorite songs. And these are actually going to be some new Chopped and Screwed songs, which you'll find. It's by DJ Drobitussin. My brother introduced me to this guy. He's fucking amazing. It's on YouTube. Check him out. But we're going to listen to some Chopped and Screwed, like, even more modern songs. But I ask you to this, to please enjoy these songs and think of Houston, think of hot, humid summers, the thumping of seared cleats tearing through black track. Think of beautiful gold teeth adorning those who don't have much in possessions but are rich in culture and love. Think of loud cicadas. Think of candy painted slabs. Think of swangers. Think of sweat on beautiful black skin, swang together, slang together. Think of hot perms on hotter heads. Think of the South Side Cut. Think of DJ Screw, Pimp C, and Big Mo's Purple Dreams. Think of this culture when you think of me. Thank you for listening to my dedication to Chopped and Screwed. I will go ahead and announce the next show because I want you guys to enjoy these songs. But up next, you've got Hell's Kitchen by John Hell. Thank you again for everything. And let's listen to some DJ Drobitussin. This first song is actually going to be his Chopped and Screwed of that famous Gotcha song, Somebody That I Used to Know.
Still remember.
I don't